designed for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. David Arquette is our guest tonight.
That's right. Well, thank you.
Without even a spontaneous entrance.
Yeah. David usually sneaks up on us when we talk about him. His ears start burning on the 10 freeway. He hops off or instructs his driver to hop off and drop him at the Loveline door. But tonight he is in here and he's plugging a new movie. And let me just take care of some quick business first. David Alan Greer is going to come in here and fill in for me tomorrow night.
Oh, you pulled that off.
Nice. I pulled it off. Wasn't easy. I had to play the birthday card. You know you're pathetic when you're talking. Your program director is going, I don't know. We're in a ratings book. I don't know if David Alan Greer could fill in for you. And you're going, I'm 38. I'm going, it was my birthday yesterday. Yesterday. You know, big 38. Lame. So I didn't get anything from you. So maybe this could be kind of something that you could give me. So I'm leaving for, I'm getting picked up at 5:15 tomorrow to go to New York. So good times. So he'll be in here tomorrow night, and that's much better than me anyway. David Arquette's got a movie called Eight-Legged Freaks, which is coming out July 19th, and then a whole bunch of movies that are coming out in this order, Stealing Sinatra, Foreign Affair, and The Gray Zone.
Probably The Gray Zone first, actually. The Gray Zone's coming out in October.
But we're here to plug Eight-Legged Freaks, right?
Actually, that and my episode of Son of the Beach that airs right after yours, Penetration Island,
yeah,
which I actually saw. And I was moved by your performance in that. Truly, I was saddened at the...
Well, don't give it away.
I can't, but it was gruesome.
It has sunken? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a whole hour long.
Yeah, when does that Son of the Beach?
Well, yours airs June 18th, actually.
Oh, I'm gonna write that down.
You're the first up. 1 hour.
I'm June 18th, and then you're on the 25th.
That's right.
Now is yours a half hour episode?
Mine's a half hour episode.
Now, I saw David do an episode of Son of the Beach where he played
Johnny Kiefer.
Yeah, it was a sort of a throwback to the Frankie and Annette sort of Rat Fink.
Yeah,
kind of
it was like the Wild One kind of thing.
I'm sure there were characters named Queef.
It was called Kiefer Madness.
I see.
So yeah, this one's Saturday Night Kiefer.
Are you resurrecting the Kiefer character?
I'm still Johnny Kiefer, but now it's sort of a Saturday Night.
I'll tell you, my tongue is not in my cheek when I say this. It was a tour de force comedically for David Arquette. It really was. I mean, he played this great character. It reminded me, and if anyone has seen those old Frankie and Annette beach blanket bingo type movies, there was that biker gang or that weird leather gang and that one sort of squirrely guy was like, yeah, he was like, I don't know, was his name like Rat Fink or Rat Ratzo?
Oh,
or
man, Bongo? That was Lucas's character. Lucas
was great.
He was I forgot. He was crazy. That was his name.
Well, that anyway, that's coming up on the 25th. You can see me on the big 1 hour Penetration Island special where
I
host. And you saw that already.
I did. I got connections with Jim Stein, one of the producers. So
wow.
I just checked out. It was really funny.
And
it's a good one.
Not a bad acting job by
no, nice fantastic.
Considering I was learning my lines as I was out there. No cue cards, Drew. They want you to memorize everything.
Yeah, and they ultimately caved. Of course.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I know you're better than that.
How dare you?
Come on.
How dare you? All right, let's talk about Eight-Legged Freaks, by the way.
Yeah, Eight-Legged Freaks.
Oh, Eight-Legged, sorry.
That comes out July 19th.
Mm. Well, tell me about it.
It's sort of a throwback to sort of old 50s sci-fi kind of B-movies where a giant insect takes over a small town.
We have explained
this. Many giant insects.
It was a spider question on the
comedy, though, right?
Yeah, comedy. But it's also scary. I mean, it's got people definitely jump and, you know, there's a lot of thrills and chills.
Does it take place in the present or in the 50s?
It takes place in the present. But,
oh, okay.
Does it use sort of 50s style
Not really.
Imagery, or does he use real to computer stuff?
Real current, computer yeah. stuff. It's by Dean Devlin and Roland Emmerich, the guys who did Independence Day and Godzilla.
Went to high school with Dean Devlin.
You did?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm going to have him killed.
He was a ceramics major, too?
Why? Because he's never, like,
no. Because he's, like, and he's the only famous guy. Like, I'm not the king of my class because Dean Devlin,
was he the
I think it was a year older than me or something.
Did the car commercials and stuff? Also,
he was an actor for a while, but he's a fantastic guy. If you met him and sort of...
No,
have you met him?
I remember him from high school. I got to put him down.
Oh, wait.
That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying that Corolla is the king of North Hollywood High.
I'm thinking Gad Abazamzam.
All right, Drew, would you shut up? He didn't do any car commercials.
You said there was a guy that used to put, like, do these big, huge productions, like put a car up on a giant globe and be taking pictures of these huge, huge...
All right, I'll give you half a point. Half a point for making that connection.
I had the Chili Peppers at my school, so, I mean, that's...
Oh, really?
Kind of thing to...
did you go to Hollywood?
Fairfax.
Oh, Fairfax, that's where they went. Aaliyah?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
Me and my boyfriend have been dating for about 5 years. We have a daughter that just turned 3. And my sister, when she comes, we go and pick her up out of town. She'll stay a couple nights. We'll drink, smoke a little weed. But my boyfriend and her have sex together.
Perfectly normal.
Your boyfriend and your sister have sex?
Yeah, I watch.
And the father of your child, good times.
Yeah.
Where's the kid during all this?
Oh, my gosh. She's sleeping.
Oh, of course. She would have never.
That's sick.
All right.
Yeah.
But, like, I watch him give her head, and me and her have given him head together.
Yeah. Your sister.
Right.
Your sister.
Did somebody sexually...
Me and my sister have never messed around. We don't touch each other or anything.
Yeah, but hold on. Let me say this. The penis, like, you know how water conducts electricity?
Yes.
I mean, if you're in a tub and someone throws a space heater in it, doesn't matter if the space heater touches you.
You get electrocuted.
That's the way. Same thing with the penis.
You're
licking on one side of a penis and someone else is licking on the other side of a penis, that means you two are making out. There's conductivity between of the phallus.
Yeah, but it's more than making out.
More
than conductivity.
You and your sister would be better off making out than having a penis separated.
You throw a penis into the room. And you guys are making out. You know what I'm saying?
If you're in the tub and someone throws a penis in the tub...
That's it. You're making out.
Oh, my God. See, and she's calling from Florida, and I contend this is average behavior. No, this is considered modest behavior by Floridian standards. Aaliyah?
Yes.
Were the two of you or either of you sexually abused growing up? Or did you have bad boundaries with your parents? Something?
No, my father was never even there. And actually... Well, I guess you can kind of call it abuse, but
yeah.
Me and my mom and my sister, I mean, we all smoked weed together and we drank together, and my mom was like the neighborhood cool mom.
Yeah, how old were you when that all started?
The cool mom.
Cool when you're 11, but
exactly.
As soon as you hit 18, you realize she's just a loser hag, yeah.
About 12, 13.
12, 13. And would any of her loser friends come around and do weird stuff with you guys?
It only happened one time, but I mean, my mom called the police, had him arrested, and he was actually like a police athletic league guy.
And what happened?
I was sleeping on the couch, and I'm a very hard sleeper, and all I know is that I woke up, and my pants and my underwear were down around my knees, and I jumped up because I was like 14 or 15. I was really scared, and I went and told my mom, and he tried to act like he was sleeping, and he didn't want to get up off the couch, and I said, well, Mom, pull the blanket down, because I knew he was naked. And she pulled the blanket down, and he was naked, and she told me to lock the doors, and she called the cops.
Lock the doors?
Yeah.
So he couldn't escape.
She didn't want him to try to leave.
Because he couldn't unlock the doors, I guess, yeah.
Well, no, my mom's boyfriend was standing in one door, and my mom was in front of the other. She's a pretty big woman, so I don't think he could have gotten through her.
Hold on. I'm getting quite an image of this mama.
Oh, yeah.
Part linebacker, part drug dealer, all cool. Yeah, picturing this woman blocking the door with like a joint hanging out of her mouth, wearing a pair of those stretch pants.
What's going on here? Damn it, Smitty! I can't believe you did this to my daughter.
I told you the second time you finger my daughter, you're out. Now I'm calling the police. Aaliyah?
Yeah.
This is a disaster. Did you really need to have a kid?
Oh, that's messed up.
Please. You got to be a horrible mother, possibly worse than your own.
Are you kidding me? That's horrible.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, you're carrying on with your sister. You can't you have a bizarre relationship with your boyfriend, who is the child's father.
We don't mess around with other couples. We're not swingers.
Look.
That would be a great step up fooled around with strangers.
No.
Hold on a second. I can't get over this. It's not like we swing. It's not like we invite other couples.
We just have sex with family members.
I just blow them with my shoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay, baby.
You got some problems, Aaliyah. You don't perceive normal boundaries.
Yeah. You need boundaries.
I got some questions.
Yeah.
It's mainly to Dr. Drew because I guess he deals with, like, the psychological or whatever.
Oh, go ahead.
I was wondering, is there anything wrong with me not getting jealous or not having a problem with...
There's something wrong with you in that you're engaged in this entire situation.
Really?
And you don't seem to perceive the emotional impact and the violation of normal boundaries and the necessary impact it would have on your child that you carry on this kind of relationship.
Well, it's not like it's going to last forever.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter how long it goes on. Your kid has a mom who thought this was a good idea time.
This is who you are now.
No, not that it was a good idea. If I heard it coming from somebody else, I'd be like, whoa.
Then why do you allow it to go on?
It happened.
Then why do you allow it to go on?
It hasn't happened recently.
Okay, baby. All right. Hey, listen, I'm going to guess your husband's profession. I'm guessing it has something to do with tar or asphalt.
He's a mechanic.
Oh, he works around metal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always the kiss of death, working around metal. What kind? Diesel mechanic?
No, car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, do not get pregnant again.
I'm on the shot, so.
Please.
Good.
Please, double down on that shot.
Okay.
And you come from a crazy environment where there wasn't too many boundaries. It's time to stop that.
What's a boundary?
Well, yeah, no
there
kidding.
You go.
Right.
I think she is asking.
Yeah, where there are sort of perceptions of what the limits of self and reasonable behaviors are.
I can't get over this. You and your sister perform fellatio on this guy?
Not at the same time.
I thought you said you did it at the same time.
We switch. Like, we don't go both down there and go licking them everywhere. Like,
she'll give it to him, then you do,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. It's not like we're down there kissing each other's tongues and...
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought that's different. I didn't know you guys were tagging out before the next one went in. Jesus Christ. I wouldn't share a teacup with my sister. I'd have to throw it in the fireplace. Seriously, if she hands me a cup, I throw it in the fireplace.
I don't doubt it.
That's what I do. Holy Christ. I still contend this is average Florida behavior.
Now, David, an interesting story growing up about boundaries and stuff. You were raised in sort of a commune-type setting?
Yeah.
Originally? And it was some Maharishi's concept you guys were following?
Yeah, there's this Indonesian guy. It was sort of just a spiritual philosophy.
What was his name?
His name was Bapak.
Uh-huh.
Where was it?
It was, I was born in Virginia on this commune called Skymont.
You were born on the commune?
Yeah.
Wait, what year was that?
71.
But that was... You got screwed. 71 was just the height of the crap era. No one had a good idea in 71. Every car was bad. All the architecture
was
bad.
Oh, that stuff is great.
No, it's all horrible.
No, it's
all
a mess. The best.
The music's pretty good, but all the ideas are horrible.
I've been tainted because I love big collars and platform shoes.
Just look at the architecture. Just think of the architecture.
I love the architecture.
No, what architecture?
Oh,
flat
man.
Roofs with white rocks on them and aluminum windows?
No, it was the beginning of modernism as we know it. I mean, it was
I'm just saying, if you were born in 81, your parents wouldn't have been on that commune.
Probably not, no. Because the guy actually, he showed up one day. They said, please come from Indonesia and see what we've built here. And he comes and he's like, well, this is not what this philosophy is about. You're supposed to, you know, become closer to God and you know,
work.
Bring your spirituality out into the world. Yeah, if you're an actor, go where actors are. And if you're
go work.
Really?
Yeah. And nobody wanted to work in that commune.
Well, I don't know what the hell they were doing. That was a...
Isn't that Islamic movements in India?
It was Islamic, Buddhist, and and Hindu.
So you got the guy finally to come out to the United States to see what you were doing, and he didn't like it.
No.
And did he break it up? Did it break up immediately?
Yeah, it broke up.
did he like walk in, look around, go, what the hell's going on here?
Exactly.
Oh, that's so,
he said, what are you doing? And everyone moves.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, the boundaries were really screwed, too. The
kids were just running around wild.
Yeah.
The
philosophy of the spirituality and the whole thing is a good philosophy, but it also attracts a lot of people in crisis, so there's all these sort of wackos around, too.
Yeah. I grew up in a free-range environment myself. A lot of went to an alternative school.
Me, too.
Called the teachers by their first names, Chuck Dirt Clods.
I did, too.
Just walk around. You really, it's like Lord of the Flies. You don't learn anything. It's like,
here's one did you go to?
Oh, man, I went to a bunch of them.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's crazy. You just, the whole thing was.
In 81, you wouldn't have been going to any of those either.
No, I wouldn't have. Yeah. No, this was 71. I mean, it's the same kind of thing. It was, if a child wants to learn, he'll learn. If he doesn't want to learn, that's his prerogative. You can't foist your words on him. You go up to him and ask him what he feels like doing. And, of course, I said I felt like wrestling and throwing dirt clods. I was 7. I didn't feel like sitting down and learning vowels and consonants and all that.
God.
And, you know, consequently, I never learned any of that stuff. And they always threatened to throw you into public school. And I thought public school was like Auschwitz or something. They were like,
well, the way you describe it, ultimately, you did live that kind of life in public school, didn't you?
Well, public school, I got to public school, it was like a lot of blacktop, chain link, and the whole essence of public school to me was hitting another kid with a ball. That's basically what every game could be distilled down to. Who could get hit with a utility ball? That wouldn't have flown at the free range school because you don't, you know, violence, competitiveness, no, man. Hang out and fire up the potter's wheel, see what you can do. I guess it worked, though.
Just throw the clay, literally.
Yeah. All right, Erica? Yeah,
it's sort of like when you get older, you sort of find out, you know, how important boundaries are and how much you sort of need them and would like them growing up.
Erica?
It's just the screwed-up narcissistic adults that can't deal with them themselves that wouldn't dare want to foist that on a child.
Well, part of it is laziness, too. I mean, it's a pain in the ass to get a kid to do something the kid doesn't want to do. It's much easier just to cut the kid loose and say, do what you want to do.
But by the way, when you don't want to grow up either,
right?
Why make your kids grow up?
Oh, but listen, we went on a field trip to the burnt-out SLA headquarters in Watts.
Wow.
You want to talk about progressive. I mean, I was 6, 7 years old. I'm walking through the streets of Watts looking at the burnt-out house that the feds shot some tear gas into looking for Patty Hearst in 1972 or 73. And the house caught on fire, and there's bullet shells everywhere. And we're walking around. Now, the teachers wanted to go check it out. See, that's the way it went. 4 or 5 hippie teachers having a bad trip. Maybe they got hold of some bad weed or they loaded up on niacin that morning. And they wanted to head out and check it out. So they're like, all right, kids, a cultural experience. Meanwhile, we're 7. We got to learn about this Symbionese Liberation Army and Patty Hearst and expired 44 shells out in Watts. You kidding me?
Wow.
Erica?
Yeah?
You're 12?
Yep.
You're 12?
Yep.
Thank God you weren't going to school in 1972. What's up?
Well, I have really bad arachnophobia.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering how phobias start and how you can get rid of them.
It's a good question.
You know, I don't know much about that, to tell you the truth. I know there are a lot of theories out there about how to sort of desensitize people to these things and get them through this. I don't imagine seeing your film would help things, Andy. Yeah.
No, I think you should confront your fears.
That might desensitize her?
No, that would sort of might show
solidify
shocker,
things,
yeah.
That's right. Mostly people in behavioral medicine deal with these sorts of things, unless they start to become more generalized, like you start getting anxious about going outside or you get paranoid about other things.
Well, if you see a spider, what happens?
Like, I scream a lot, and then sometimes I start to cry because... I don't know.
Are there other situations, traumatic situations that have made you feel helpless and out of control in your life?
Just in general?
Yeah. Any other major situations that have made you feel completely helpless?
Not really.
All right.
Hmm. All right. Well, do you see a lot of spiders where you live?
Well, I go to Mexico about 4 times a year, and there's a lot of spiders.
What do you go to Mexico for?
We have a house in Cabo, so we go for vacation.
Yeah. Colorado and Cabo.
That's got to be a rough life.
Oh, my God.
Are you scared of daddy long legs?
Yeah.
Are you?
Really, the little harmless ones?
Yeah, I'm not a big spider fan either, but I realize they normally just try to stay out of your way, and they eat other bugs. You know what I mean? They eat crappier bugs than them.
That's right. But it's some like wiring that gets going in your brain, some vulnerable period that gets coupled with it.
Well, maybe she needs to be exposed to some.
Yeah, but I don't know that we could say, hey, go, you know, do a fear factor type.
Okay.
I don't know how someone would desensitize.
Where in Colorado do you live?
In Boulder.
Check out the
so
university.
Split your time between Cabo and Boulder. Oh, what a life.
Yeah. University of Colorado has, I'm sure, would have resources for you. So.
Yeah, aren't all 12-year-old girls scared of spiders?
Yeah,
though?
It doesn't sound like anything that needs to be treated, though.
All right.
Unless she's interested in it.
Let's take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we're going to speak to Judy. She's a virgin. Wants to know if it's a good idea to date a guy who isn't a virgin. She's 15 years old. David Arquette is our guest tonight, and we'll be right back after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. David Arquette is our guest tonight. Eight-Legged Freaks is the name of the movie. It's coming out July 19th. And also got a couple other movies coming out pretty soon, including Stealing Sinatra, which is the true story about Frank Sinatra Jr. being kidnapped many years ago.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Wow, I didn't know about that.
By guys who are sort of bumblers.
Yeah, they're knuckleheads.
And it seems like a good idea. They've never done a movie on this?
They haven't, no. A lot of people actually don't know it even happened.
Probably.
And there was a lot of weird stuff around it. Like, a lot of people thought Frank Sinatra Jr. was somehow involved, in which he wasn't.
How old was he at the time?
He was 19.
Was this in the late 60s or?
63.
Early 60s.
Right after Kennedy. Yeah.
Yeah. These guys kidnapped him.
And it sort of got swamped by that. I mean, it got overshadowed by the assassination. Wow. And they did it.
There were Valley guys, though. They came from my neighborhood.
They were sort of middle class.
They're sort of West Valley guys. Yeah.
They went to uni high.
Yeah, was there a West Valley then in the 60s?
No, I think it was just a big cornfield or something. Yeah, you're probably right. But they were in the valley, and they were kind of screw-ups. They didn't have a very good plan. It wasn't a bad idea.
They got caught in 58 hours.
Yeah, it didn't take them too long to catch them. But Frank Sinatra Jr. didn't seem to have too big a beef with the guys.
No, well, he did with my character, this guy, Barry Keenan.
Oh, he did with the one guy. The other guy liked a little more?
Well, the other guy sort of, I mean, I'm not sure what really happened, you know, but the other guy is played by Bill Macy. He's sort of an older character, kind of takes him under his wing and makes sure he's all right throughout it all. That's pretty funny.
But it seemed like Sinatra, with all the alleged underworld connections and everything,
couldn't pull this one off.
It just seemed like a bad idea to screw with the guy.
Well, he wanted to kidnap Tony Hope, Bob Hope's kid.
Oh, really?
But he didn't want to hurt the country because Bob Hope does so much for the country.
Wow. He's a good guy.
So they had this real...
I wanted to get one of Dom DeLuise's kids. I figured that guy's a puss. I could handle him. He wouldn't have me killed.
He's great.
He'd give me some money.
But they're such nice guys.
I know, but you just take the one, whatever one's least likable and try to get like $1,500 for him. Judy?
Yep.
So you're 15, you're a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know if it's a good idea to date a guy who's not a virgin.
Well, yeah, that, and then also, like, I'm like, I have standards for myself and whatnot, and I was wondering if it would do any good if, like, to tell him or if I would just be completely wasting my time.
To tell this guy that you're not going to have sex with him?
Yeah.
Are you already dating him?
Yeah.
How old is the guy? 17.
And I don't understand. I don't understand what you're asking.
Well, really. She wants to know, should she be upfront with the guy and tell him, look, you're not getting laid.
To see if he really sticks around? Or what would your...
Well, I want to know if I'm wasting my time. I want to know if he's in it for...
I see. So you want to see, you want to test the relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is a thought that women have that guys don't have.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste my time.
Yeah.
What? First off, what are you chicks doing that's so important, by the way, besides just hanging out?
Well,
I never see you doing anything. What time do you have?
That their biological clock ticking away at them.
I know,
never
but
know.
You're worried about, you know, we talk about this all the time. Women will go, break up with the guy, he's abusive, you're going off to college, he's staying back home, it's not where they go, I can't, then I would have wasted the last 4 years of my life. It's like, no, not wasted. You understand? It's like a bad job. You don't say I'm not going to quit because I would have wasted the last 4 years of my life. You can't get out of that job fast enough.
Yeah, or you look at whatever part of it you did enjoy or did whatever for you, and then you on to something better.
Judy, you're 15.
Yeah.
Don't think so hard about this. If you like the guy, if he's a good guy, if you're attracted to him,
but
you date him.
Be careful.
And you don't let him boink you. That's all.
Yeah, and just don't get yourself in situations where he might try to overpower you, where you're alone, that kind of thing. Just be careful.
Let him know you're a virgin, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, but I agree with Drew. Don't let him try any magic tricks on you, like where he duct tapes your mouth shut and your feet together and blindfolds you and stuff and puts you in a trunk with one hole in it.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right there, Judy. Hey, good times. And when are you going to lose your virginity?
I have no idea.
All right, but you're not waiting till you get married?
I'm going to try really hard.
Good.
Okay, what about oral sex?
I don't know.
Okay, play it by mouth?
Yeah.
All right,
for now.
All right.
Yeah.
Good times.
15.
Okay.
All right,
thank you.
Good times. Take care of yourself. I give her to 15 and a half.
No,
she'll be fine.
17, 18.
She's got standards. That's what I hated. That's the number
She's
one.
She's got boundaries.
That's number one thing I hated in a woman was standards in high school. Mm. Michelle or Michael?
Because then they wouldn't date you.
Yes.
Yeah, I couldn't date. No one wanted to date me, ever. Michael, you're 18?
Yes.
What's up?
It's like you guys keep getting calls from, teenagers that, they've had, anal sex for the past 7 years and stuff. And I was just wondering,
like that last caller.
Yeah, the virgin we just talked to.
She was out of control.
Yeah. I was just wondering, because I'm trying to practice abstinence. And
you're
like,
gay. Drew, please. I'm sorry.
And it just seems like it's kind of hard doing it when, a lot of other teenagers are just, letting it happen, I guess. And
right.
Well, are they really? A lot of them?
Well, I mean...
7 years of anal sex, you heard him.
Yeah. Well, it just seems like nobody really takes priorities or...
Nobody?
Really takes it seriously.
Oh, Drew, would you shut up, stop busting the guy's
chest? I mean, I wonder what the social norm is for other 18-year-olds or 17-year-olds.
Well, here's the way. I believe it's the same as it always was. In high school, or at least in my high school, there was 8 guys who were getting laid constantly, and then there was the other 1,200 of us who were just home crying, beating off every night. Do you know what I mean? There's the guys who got it and the guys that don't. It's like there's one quarterback on the varsity football team, and then there's the rest of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that poses another problem because I don't masturbate.
No! Now, why not?
Well, I mean, my dad kind of left me when I was 7, and I kind of got back with him when I was, 16.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of lost that, role model. So I never really learned how to do it, so I just don't do it.
Well, you think guys...
Hold on a second. Drew, David, you remember when your dad sat down with a tub of Jergens and a roll of paper towels and taught you how to beat off?
Yeah, that was...
I was 13.
Quite a moment.
Thank God I got a picture. Stuff on the mantle. He's passed away, but I tell you, I keep that picture on my wallet.
Come here, son. Think how it is these days, too. The video, mini cams.
Son, now, this is my Jack Bibb. Your grandfather strewn it across his chest, and his grandfather brought it to World War I, put it across his chest, and now I'm passing it on to you. Now, what you want to do is, back in the day, we used to use lard or goose fat.
Hey, Smitty, come over here.
Till my son had a stroke. Jesus.
Now not so fast, son. It's not a race. That's right. That's right. Hold on, hold on. Move aside. Let Daddy slide in. There you go. Just till you get the rhythm. Nice and easy. Nice and easy. You got that? All right. Carry on. All right. Now, you'll be doing that about 8 times a week for the rest of your life. All right. Let's, Michael?
Yep.
Sorry about that. I never even talked to my dad about anything from the age of 13 on. And if I heard him coming up the hall while I was beating off, I wrapped myself like in a cocoon with my comfort and pretended I was dead. Not sleeping, dead. I was just going to put fake blood on my forehead and knocked over the lamp. Because they knew if I was sleeping, I still could have been beaten off. But if I was dead, he couldn't catch me. All right, this is no excuse. What's going on with you? Are you religious?
Yes.
Well, all right. All right, well, sex.
Were you taught not to masturbate?
Not that I know of.
No one mentioned this to you.
All right.
Do you have sexual urges?
Yes.
Do you have erections normally, like when you wake up in the morning, that sort of thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have wet dreams?
I try not to.
I know, but you have no choice, right?
Right.
Yeah. If
that's God giving you a handy, by the way.
Yeah, if God meant it not to happen, it wouldn't be happening. The biology requires it.
What about this? The God's whole problem with you beating off is you're wasting your seed, right?
Yep.
Well, then why would God build in a mechanism where you waste your seed onto your mattress or comforter in the middle of the night without your hands? Doesn't seem like it's a good plan. Like God had a flawed plan in terms of the human anatomy. You know what I'm saying, Michael?
Yep.
Okay, buddy. All right, good times. Good times. I don't know
Michael,
what this question
Michael,
was.
Michael, get yourself a can of lighter fluid and a road flare. And then you sit down and you pour the lighter fluid all over your genitalia.
You understand, Michael?
Yep.
No, don't do that. Look, if you don't want to have sex, don't have sex. And you don't want to beat off, don't beat off. We don't care. And do whatever you want. That's fine. And don't worry about what everyone else is doing. And
is it wrong that I think he should?
Light himself on fire?
No, sir. No. Masturbate. Yeah.
Well, okay, let me say a few choice words about Michael. Michael is smart because Michael wasn't going to get laid anyway. Do you know what I'm saying?
So you can blame it on this.
God damn, I wish I had something to blame it on through high school.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than wanting to get laid, making it known that you want to get laid, and not getting laid. You don't come across that good. But Michael has a very convenient excuse. I could tell by Michael's voice he wasn't going to get a lick of trim anyway through high school. At least now he's got God on his side. But now's the problem, and this is the problem with religion. All right, Michael, you don't want to get laid. You don't want to beat off. Fine, that's in accordance with your religion. But now you got to start looking for others and seeing what they're doing. And that's the problem. See, he wants to know what's going on with everyone else. This, leave it alone. Hey, you don't want to get laid? You don't want to beat off? Fine. I'll see you up on the bell tower shooting at the kids in a few years. But leave everyone else alone. It's their business, right? Mm. And I would suggest a little beating off because you will go insane as an 18-year-old. I mean, Drew, how pent up are you going to be? Is your thinking going to be?
You must sort of hit some sort of ninja zone at some point. You must sort of fall into some sort of zone. I mean, it's like G. Gordon Liddy, you know, holding his hand to a flame. Eventually, you're able to do it.
Right.
And your testosterone levels will drop, and the sperm fraction will drop a little bit. Not completely, but it will fall off.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Your body helps you a little bit that way.
Okay. Let's take ourselves. Well, and then again, every guy I know beats off twice a day. Are they going to hell?
Well, every guy you know.
What about David Arquette? He's not going to hell, and he beats off constantly. Constantly. Non-stop.
I'm beating off right now.
Smitty.
Now, son, a spit in the hand will suffice in a camping trip or if the car breaks down and you're not in the presence of lube. Now, what you want to do is lean back. Well, first, let's stretch the calves out, because you are liable to pull a muscle, especially if you flex your toes. Now, keep in mind, we did not have the aid of DVDs, satellite, or cable TV, much less the internet. Nope. Your father had to look at a picture on a raft box of a chick in a bikini floating in a kidney bean-shaped pool.
Great-grandpa Stu had to draw a picture on a piece of bark with chalk.
He used a burnt piece of stick from the fire to draw something that resembled a butt cheek on a piece of birch bark. And that's all he had. He used to use the light of the moon to illuminate it.
Grab that National Geographic and get him bringing over here.
Yeah. Now, son,
look at those milkers. Now, I know she's a...
All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. David Alan Greer's with us. I just talked to the guy and confirmed him coming on tomorrow night, so it was in my head. David Arquette coming in here and in here in person tonight. We'll take ourselves a little break, and we'll be right back. Buddy, it's Loveline. David Arquette is our guest tonight. Yeah. Eight-Legged Freaks is the name of the movie, out July 19th, and many, many other movies to come. Nice career you've carved out for yourself.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's a good
There's
life,
a neat
right?
movie coming out, actually, after called The Gray Zone. And that's actually something that's really interesting. It's a film about the Holocaust.
Wow.
But it actually takes place inside the crematorium. It's based on these people called Zonderkommandos, who are actually Jews who do sort of the Nazis' dirty work in exchange for living a few more months or a few more weeks and getting sort of alcohol and cigarettes and food.
Right. And what were they doing? They're running the crematorium?
Yeah, they sort of convince other Jews to take showers, which is like the gas chamber, and they dispose of their bodies and sort of go through all their clothes and shave their heads and burn their bodies and remove the ashes. And
see, I would have made it because I don't shower, as Drew knows.
Right.
Yeah.
Been no potential of getting you in a shower.
I've only been here for 6 months. Give me a break. It's still cold outside. So what do you play?
I play one of the Zonderkommandos.
Oh, my God.
That's an intense movie.
Was it at one particular camp they did this, or all of them?
I'm sure they did it in all of them. It was in Auschwitz that this was happening, and we shot in Bulgaria, which is a pretty interesting place.
Shouldn't we still hate the Germans for this, by the way? It's not like it's been 100 years. You know what I mean? It hasn't been that long. We still be mad, right?
A little bit.
Okay. All right. We should at least not trust them, right?
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, okay. We bounced back pretty quick.
Yeah.
Adrian?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, you're 16?
Yep.
What's up?
Huh?
What's going on?
Well, I'm thinking about getting my clit pierced, and I just want to know if it's a good idea or not.
I did it, and it got infected.
Oh, well.
And then your clitoris got desensitized too, didn't it?
Yeah. It had to double down on the vibrator.
Yeah. And then you were just all done, completely done.
That's right. Now I'm a nipple man.
Oh, okay.
So you're 16. You want to get this done, huh?
Yeah.
What's up, baby? What happened to you?
Nothing.
Something.
No.
Oh, who didn't pay attention to you?
No, I guess there's a certain amount of little girls.
She's got
girl
the girl voice too, yeah. Molestation?
Hmm?
Molestation?
No.
Come on.
Nothing like that.
Where's Daddy?
He's home, in the other room.
Mm-hmm. Drunk? Passed out?
Sleeping.
Mm-hmm. And when did you lose your virginity?
Where's my bourbon?
A couple months ago.
Oh, that's it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play a new angle. Religious parents?
No.
Hmm. How's Mom?
She's fine.
Parents still
are
together?
Are they jewelers?
No.
No, I see. Let's going to get a stud in there.
No physical abuse.
No physical abuse?
Nope.
Nobody ever hit you?
Nope.
And you just want to get the hood pierced?
Yeah. Well, my friend did it, and she said it really helps that. So.
What if...
Wait a minute. If the deal here is that you're concerned that you didn't have an orgasm during intercourse or that it wasn't that pleasurable and that a clitoral piercing is going to somehow help that, you can forget about it. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I mean, I had fun. My friend just said it made, like, yeah, she got it and she said it helped and it made it.
I understand, but if you're looking for help in that regard, this is not the way to go. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Hmm. What's up? How are you doing at school?
I'm good. I'm actually a 4.0 student.
All right, so realize that most women your age do not have orgasm.
All right.
Okay, and those that do don't typically have it during intercourse.
Okay.
Piercing or not.
You have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
And the piercing might actually desensitize you ultimately and make it even more difficult.
Oh, really?
Ultimately.
All right.
I don't know. This we had a bogus call.
Okay.
I think it's bogus.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Yeah. I think you're making this one up.
Not really.
I don't know. It's not coming together.
Oh.
4.0, parents still together.
It does come together for me because sometimes when put on hold for a second, talk behind her back.
All right.
Sometimes
when they can hear us.
When women are super, when the parents are ultra super controlling and intrusive. I have parents who are
intrusive parents.
Super controlling, except they're cool because we can talk about sex with our kids. And we're going to talk about it, and that's going to be okay. And the kids just go, hey, well, that's my way out.
All right. Your parents controlling?
A little. Not too bad, though.
Is there a doctor or an attorney in the family?
Yeah, my dad's a lawyer and my mom's a lawyer.
Oh, that's abuse. That's abuse. Okay, now it's starting. And Drew, good call. Starting to come together. Yeah, attorney. Sorry about the doctor thing, Drew. I'm an attorney.
I get it.
Yeah, those are horrible, horrible people, attorneys. They shouldn't be able to raise hamsters, those people.
Well, they're a few horrible. Seconds ago you said your parents were great. Now you agree they're horrible people?
Well, they're not horrible. They're just kind of use big words and stuff.
It's right. It's time to do something that would piss them off.
Well, except they probably talked to her about this.
No, they did not. No, this isn't liberal.
No, it's not liberal. It's not liberal.
Do your parents talk to you about sex?
It doesn't really come up. I mean, like, they don't avoid it if it comes up, but it just never really comes up.
You have your belly button pierced or anything like that?
Yeah, I have my belly button pierced.
Did your parents find out about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fine. They're cool.
Are they? Would you shut up, Drew? Are they okay with that?
Well, my mom thinks it's cute. My dad kind of got pissed, but he's over it.
I think this is her sort of saying, you think you can control me? Well, let's see about that. It's a way to strike out against them a little bit.
But there's such an underdeveloped self doing it that she's sort of even confused about doing it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If something's wrong here, I better put some metal down there and make it work.
I'm not going down that route. I think it's her parents are perfect. They want her to be perfect. She's got to get the 4.0. She's got to go off to Stanford or Berkeley or UCLA. And now she's saying, I'm going to assert myself and do something crazy.
Yeah, but you got to wait till it gets...
It's a little abusive, though, right? It's just also the kids that get the physically abused or physically abused do the same kind of thinking, right?
Yeah.
It's the same
but
thing.
But that's not going on here.
But it's the same kind of emotional...
Right, I'm done with you. I'm done with you, Drew.
She should wait till it gets ugly until she, then pretty it up. Wait till you're like 46.
That's a good point.
You know?
Yeah, don't paint the car on the way home from the dealer. Wait till you get a few dings in it and some rust on the quarter panel. Then you give it a nice paint job.
Right.
All right, baby. Hey, good times.
Hey, how about birth control?
Don't do it.
Birth control?
What about the birth control?
What are we doing here? Condoms.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure she's like obsequious about it, too.
I'll tell you, lawyer parents. It's horrible. Because here's the problem with lawyers. They're not actually human beings for the most part. About 99% of them aren't humans. And they're sort of subhuman with huge egos and educations and a lot of $10 words and nice cars and, oh, what a disaster. And they'll just argue everything into the ground. Oh, two lawyers. Oh, my God. Danielle?
Yeah?
You're 22?
Yeah, yeah.
What's up?
I just had sex with my boyfriend, and I was electrocuted by my vibrator.
Mm-hmm. That's how my sister passed, by the way.
You mean that the...
It really hurt. It really hurt.
The battery operated?
Yeah.
No.
Was that possible?
No.
What happened?
It just, like, all of a sudden, like, my whole body started shaking, and it was and all tensed up, and it wasn't like an orgasm. It was something from...
Well, you had your boyfriend in you? You had the vibrator? Where was your boyfriend?
He just came, and...
We shorted the thing out with a rusty load.
It just really hurt.
You sure this wasn't a big orgasm? Have you ever had an orgasm?
Oh, I have them like every time we have sex.
He just had an orgasm.
And then he came out, and then like we put the vibrator in, and like after a while, I got this huge shock, and it, like my whole body went completely numb and tensed up.
And did the vibrator make a weird noise or a smoke plume come out of your vagina or anything?
It's like hard thing. Came out. I don't know what it was.
C battery, maybe.
Hang on. Let's pick this up after the break. I gotta hear more about this.
What does she mean a hard?
I don't know, but I'm dying to know.
Okay, David Arquette is our guest tonight.
It could be a new theme for his movie, an upcoming film. No,
I don't. I don't think that this is a shock, but I'm curious what the hard thing that came out of her was.
Ah. How many volts does that kind of thing carry?
I don't think there's enough to really put a zap in you.
No,
it's not like a cattle prod or anything, but although I did, I have used one of those in a pinch. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Everybody, Loveline. I'm Adam. It's Dr. Drew. David Arquette is our guest tonight. Eight-Legged Freaks is the name of the movie. Yeah, I got that right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's coming out July 19th. Oh, I'm so excited that I'm being picked up at 5:15 tomorrow morning. Is there anything worse? You guys both know what I'm talking about. That horn honk at 5:15.
Yeah.
Still dark. A little disoriented, not sure where you are. Oh,
no.
Oh. You ever get used to it?
No.
Do you think you just get used to it as a human being?
Oh, no.
But as a human, shouldn't there be something where, all right, I slept a full 8 the night before, so tonight I'll sleep 3 hours, and I'll do it, and I'll feel fine. Why do I got to feel miserable the entire day? Mm. Why sleep have to destroy you?
Yeah.
So why is it so important? Everything, heart's still beating.
Yeah, why every day? Why can't you skip one day?
That's what I'm saying.
I can skip a meal. I can skip a whole day of eating. Why can't I skip a day?
Just one day.
Yeah.
Just one day. I cannot take a crap for a day. I cannot eat for a day. There's a lot of stuff I can not do for a day, and I'm fine. I feel fine. Why the sleep? Why does it have to destroy you?
There's a lot of people that don't sleep. A lot.
People say that, but I can never believe, you know, they go, Benjamin Franklin slept an hour a day. And I always think, no, they're lying. I know I hear about those people, but those people aren't they sort of a mess?
Yeah.
Who functions normally? I'm just saying one day. I can't just do one day and just feel good.
I'm with you. I wish that was so. No. The answer is no.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I like to redesign that.
Yeah, when you're talking to God about that, also check out the business about accumulating the sperm and releasing it at night.
Yeah, I'm going to get to the bottom of that thing, too. Yeah, the wet dream, why he would build that in. I mean,
since he didn't like those kinds
of functions. Not only is that spilling the seed, but it's spilling it right onto the mattress pad.
Yeah.
That's a disaster.
Directly.
Right.
Yeah.
Danielle?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you got electrocuted by your vibrator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible you weren't having orgasms before and now you finally just had one?
I don't think so. I think I've always been having orgasms.
What were they like before?
They weren't as, like, shocking. Like, my whole body, like, I blacked out and, like, I don't know, it just felt really scary.
Well, either you never had an orgasm until this moment, which is possible. The other possibility is that you had, like, a seizure.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Will you witness? I mean, your boyfriend saw you shake or anything, or do you?
I just said, stop, I can't do this anymore, it hurts.
Yeah.
Does she sound like a very screwed up person the way she said that?
Yeah. Yeah.
You okay? Do you have any mental problems, Danielle?
Why?
You sound like maybe you got something going on.
I've been through a lot.
Oh, why? Yeah. Like what?
Rape and things like that.
Yeah. There's something... So when she said, the way she said, stop, stop, yeah. It hurts, it yeah. sounded to me like
traumatic.
Very traumatizing. Yeah. How about a little therapy for all that stuff?
Yeah, I've been going.
Okay. Right. What size batteries does this thing take?
I guess normal, AA, I don't know.
So maybe you had a...
Chicks don't know. The chicks yeah. I say all the time, you know, women, they complain that they get 70 cents on the dollar. They're so lucky they're not getting 50 cents on the dollar. I really mean it. They never know anything. There's never an answer. Although none of the guys we talked to have an answer for
it. Maybe you had some sort of flashback of some traumatic experience. That's another thing that can happen.
Who raped you? Was this happened more than once?
Yeah.
Who did this?
I was going with a guy for 18 months, and he used to rape me like every day.
Every day?
Yeah, but where did this start?
When I was 15.
No.
For 18 months every day?
No.
Well, after 6 months, yeah.
What happened when you were 8?
I don't know.
Something must have happened.
Anything.
Nothing happened before this guy?
I was abused by a lot of guys in my school.
Yeah.
Sexually abused?
Yeah.
Starting at what age?
12.
You
were sexually abused by a lot of guys at school starting at age 12?
Mm-hmm.
What happened when you were 8?
I don't remember. I don't remember anything before I was 10.
Uh-huh. Is there suspicion that something happened?
A lot of people think so. I don't remember anything at all.
Well, what do they think happened?
They ask me if I'm adopted, if this or that, and I just don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, Danielle, I don't think... First off...
You were not electrocuted, first off.
Then what was it?
Maybe a flashback. Maybe
it could have been anything, but it wasn't
maybe
an that.
Orgasm, maybe a seizure. I don't know, but it warrants evaluation, nonetheless.
All right. And stick with your therapy, baby.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, probably just an organ.
And get like a double insulated vibrator from now on, all right?
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Didn't surprise, because I remember just shortly after my dad sat me down and gave me the whole beat-off explanation,
yeah.
My mom sat my sister down and explained her how to use a vibrator.
Without getting electrocuted.
Vibrator / dildo.
Without getting electrocuted.
Without being electrocuted.
Yeah. Well, if something like this could happen if she hadn't, you know. Got
right.
the details.
Yeah.
Well, during the break, I actually hooked my nuts up to my car battery, and I kind of enjoyed it.
Wow.
I
wonder what happened to your hair.
That's right. It was a...
My mom always told my sister, if you use a plug-in variety, use one with a GFI outlet, like the ones they have in the bathroom, the ground force interrupt ones.
Oh,
so
I see.
You won't short yourself
hey, maybe,
out that
maybe
way.
Maybe that girl should like, move on to maybe, like, some kind of water tool. The electricity might not be her thing.
I think she needs to move on to some serious therapy because there's a bunch of stuff floating around in her head. Jennifer?
Yes.
You're 18?
Hi, Adam. Hey, Drew. Hey, David.
Hey.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hey. Okay, I have a question. I am taking orthotricycline. This is my first month on it. I just switched over from orthocycline.
All right.
And 2 days ago, I lost my monthly, pack. And I was wondering, because I haven't, taken it for 2 days, and I am very sexually active, and I don't want to miss any days.
Hold on.
Yes.
You were on orthotricycline. You were on orthocycline.
Yes, I was.
And you switched the tricycline when?
This month. I didn't finish it yet.
When did you switch?
Last month. I started it for this month.
How many days ago?
I don't know.
Again with the math, you see, 70 cents on the dollar, not bad.
Days ago, 5 days ago, 20 days ago?
Probably like 20 days ago.
And then you lost it 2 days ago?
Yes.
And you haven't taken the pill for 2 days?
Yes.
You should consider yourself not covered.
Okay. Well, I mean, is it safe for me to use,
You can double for 2 days, but you will not be covered until the next pack.
Okay.
It's not safe to have unprotected sex at this point.
There's no way I could use, another pack until...
No matter what you do, you're not covered.
Really?
No matter what. But, yes, you can start another pack, and you'll screw your period up pretty good. I would call the doctor who prescribed it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you double down for 2 days, you should have another means of contraception to back you up.
All right. Let's talk to Jason, who's 29. Jason?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Well, I guess I'm calling because this is somewhat of a celebratory day for myself. I just turned in the last of the pages for the comic book of Eight-Legged Freaks.
Did you? Fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, they're coming out with a comic book?
Yeah.
Sort of like a book version comic book.
Yeah, it's like a, three times the normal size of a comic book. Now, I know Adam, you have a little beef with comic guys of some sort, you know, that do that kind of work for a living. But
no, I don't mind the guys who do the work. I know where they're coming from.
Yeah, it's
what? I mind the guys who buy them. Oh, I don't trust those guys. I don't believe people should be reading for pleasure. I've said it many times.
Especially
believe,
comic books.
I believe it poisons the mind.
Well, unfortunately, some people looked at comic books as a reference, which is really, really kind of tough to actually...
Reference for what?
Reference to draw other comic books.
Oh,
oh, I see.
That makes sense.
Well, that's what you do, right?
Well, I don't do the drawing. Well, if you ever seen Chasing Amy, the infamous tracer scene...
Yeah, I never did see Chasing Amy, actually.
Okay. Well, there's a scene in there that kind of makes a point of my aspect of comics, which is the inking part of it, which is going over the actual pencils, ergo tracing. So
you don't really? Draw them, you just ink them.
I ink them, yeah.
And, still takes some ability, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I do drawing for, you know, other freelance projects on my own, but...
He does sound a little bit like the guy in The Simpsons that owns the cartoon shop. The,
no.
Comic shop.
Hey, Jason's got it. I know where he's coming
comic
from.
Comic book guy.
Yeah.
All right. So, did you want to say something to David?
Yeah, actually. Okay, David, I heard this through someone who actually worked on the project as well. Did you actually title the project, The Eight-Legged Freaks?
Yeah, I did, actually.
It was
called Iraq Attack, and... In this sort of climate, it sounded too much like...
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I can...
That's a good point.
So, yeah. So, I got a... I was... In one scene, I was on top of a... like a... Just a radio sort of... whatever the heck it is. I'm blanking out.
Transmitter tower
or
something?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And I said, oh, let me ad-lib a line here because it was on my back and I'm shooting the, you know, shotgun and it's a pivotal moment. So I ad-libbed, get back, you eight-legged freaks. And then Dean Devlin at some point, when they came up with a problem with the title, sort of threw it out there, and I guess they went for it. He wasn't sure about it, though, but it tested well, so.
Yeah.
It sort of goes with the theme of the film a little better, too.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it would have to, you know, wait and see how people reacted to it before it kind of took.
What kind of spiders did they use?
Well, they're all digital, but they're really
all
good.
All of them, but they didn't use some... Oh, they're all, there's like, crazy spiders.
Most of them. I mean, at the beginning, there's this guy who has this sort of, you know, little spider zoo kind of thing. And you know, there's a toxic spill. And then
sure.
He starts feeding them, you know. Yeah, he starts feeding them big, you know, grasshoppers. And they start, you know, growing. And then they bite him and escape and... They keep growing at an enormous rate.
I'm amazed at all the places that don't want us to do these nuclear dumping zones in their state, you know.
You become superhuman.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You can grow giant corn.
Yeah, everything just gets bigger and better. I don't see what the problem is. So, I tell you, I like these kind of movies. I saw a spider movie, like original. Well, not the original, but I loved the movie Them. When I was a kid.
That's the same.
Remember that movie,
feeling.
Them? Giant ants.
Giant ants
are scary when they're big.
Yeah, yeah.
All insects, when they get big, scary.
Yeah, yeah.
Horribly scary.
Yeah.
They're perfect. You don't have to modify them too much. You just make them big. And so these things, now is it a certain breed of spider
There's
that
different
gets
kinds. There's the orb weaver that sort of wraps people up in a web and cocoons them alive.
Right.
And then there's the jumping spider that just sort of like, you know, they jump and when they're big, they can jump, you know, far.
Now how big do these spiders get?
They get big. They get like the size of the tarantula gets like the size of a, you know, van or something.
Oh, good.
And then, you know, the jumping spiders are like the size of... this desk. I mean, I don't know what, you know.
Right.
The jumping spiders are real.
Motorcycle or something.
Empire State Building. Boom.
Right.
You seen those things jump?
No, yeah. No problem. Hey, Nate?
Yeah.
Nate is calling to correct me because I didn't say ground fault interrupt. I said ground force interrupt.
Well, I was just going to check with you. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, it is fault.
Okay.
You're right.
But,
the GFI
whatever.
Switch. You know, put them in the kitchens, put them in the bathrooms.
Anyway,
there's a code that any plugs within like 4 feet of a water source, like a sink, have to be there. Maybe it's 6 feet. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. You electrician, Nate?
No, I'm not.
All right, good times. Let me ask you another electrical question.
All right.
EMT.
EMT?
Yes. The conduit, the rigid conduit known as EMT. What does EMT stand for? Electromagnetic tubing.
Sorry, Nate. Nate, wait. I got a question, Nate.
Who cares?
Nate, have you ever heard of a woman getting shocked by a AA battery?
No. I never.
Could you show me how to masturbate?
How about Romex? Just explain Romex.
Romex?
Yeah.
Look, I didn't...
Did you, Nate?
I didn't ask for this. I was just correcting.
All right, no, you're right. You're right, Nate. Point well taken.
Anyway, you guys crack me up.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
Thanks very much.
All right,
bye.
All right. You guys know what Romex is?
No.
You know, in the old days, it'd just be a bunch of conduit, and then you'd pull all your wires through the conduit.
Okay.
Well, someone figured out at some point, why do that two-step thing where you run a bunch of conduit throughout the house and then yank a bunch of wires through it? It's kind of a lengthy process. Why not just make the three wires, put a bunch of insulation on it, and we'll just roll it out and staple them where we want it. See what I'm saying?
Makes sense.
Romex. Yeah. All right, let's talk to Anthony, who's 20. Anthony?
Hey, how's it going, Adam?
Good times, buddy.
Great. Yeah, first off, let me tell you that I can literally spend this entire show blowing sunshine up your ass.
Thank you, literally.
Since I can't, I just want to leave it to you're my hero.
Thank you.
Literally.
Dr. Drew,
yeah?
you are awesome. Compassionate beyond all belief. It's truly an admirable quality.
Thanks, Anthony.
He's a good man.
And David, hilarious.
Thanks,
you
buddy.
Are awesome. Loved you and Ready to Rumble.
Hey,
great
thanks.
Movie. My question was, want a little bit of advice. I'm a driver for an escort agency, and I told my girlfriend this on Sunday. She thought I was working as a stalker for fries, and she flipped on me.
Really?
I mean, she got pissed.
Oh,
I mean, she thinks I'm like doing all these chicks down here, and like you know.
Well, you don't live in the same town with your girlfriend?
Oh, we do.
And driver for escort.
What does that mean?
What's that mean?
Well, yeah.
Well, pretty much like
the bouncer for the stripper kind of thing?
Yeah, and more.
Well, I mean, you're
Are you a bimp?
No. I'm more of a bodyguard of sorts. I take the girls to the call, collect the agency fee, and then pretty much hang out and make sure, like, usually outside the room, and just make sure everything stays cool. And then take the girl back to the office.
And when you say outside of the room?
Hotel rooms, usually we go to a lot of hotels. Houses on occasion, apartments here and there.
What's to prevent you from getting arrested for all this?
What's to prevent me from getting arrested for all this?
Well, he's not really doing anything.
Yeah, I'm not really doing... I mean, if the police wanted to, they could ticket me for working in the adult business without an adult license, because I don't have an adult license. But it's like a $50 ticket that you go down and pay. I mean, and that's pretty much the
most
ticket.
So somehow participating or accomplice in prostitution is not a...
Well, it's probably hard to prove. I mean, you're driving the girl over there. You say, look, I don't know what's going on inside there. I thought it was a bachelor party. She was going to do some dancing or something. I didn't know they were having intercourse. Yeah, you could do it. Meanwhile, he just sits out in the Chevette and beats off.
Why is it surprising to you that your girlfriend would freak out about this?
Well, you know, and it's not so, like surprising to me that she would freak out. I understand where she's coming from. You know, I mean, especially I lied to her for 3 months, and I understand that. I shouldn't have, but I don't know. I mean, I didn't know what I should do.
How much money do you make doing this?
I make a couple hundred a night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The girls tip you out?
Yeah, 10%.
Is this why you do it? Because of the money?
Pretty much, yeah.
10%, and you get the cash, a couple hundred a night?
Yeah.
It's not a bad night. And
we do credit card, too, so I get a check also every couple of weeks.
And basically, just hanging out.
Pretty much.
Killing time.
Yeah.
How long's the average session?
It depends on the money, really, but you're looking at half hour, 45 minutes on average.
Uh-huh. And now what if there's a problem? I mean, what if the chick's not out in an hour and a half?
If she's not out on time?
Yeah.
Well, if there's a problem, then I go knock on the door. If he doesn't let her out, then we're supposed to break the door down and go in and get her.
Wow. And is there any penalization, like, let's say he busts one in her eye or something like that? Do you have to go in and get an extra $20?
Well, you know, yeah, sure, why not? If you can.
All right. What's the nationality of most of these guys?
Nationality of most of them?
Yeah.
Actually, most of them are white.
White guys?
Middle-aged white men, businessmen.
Looking for love, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
What do the chicks look like?
Actually, they're pretty good looking.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, they're pretty hot. I mean, they were all girls that if I saw at a bar, I'd be hitting on.
And average age?
23, 24.
Nice. Not a bad gig. What do you guys, I imagine the conversation to be stimulating on the way to the gig.
Usually, yeah. we have a good time.
She's chewing gum. You're listening to BTO on 8-Track. And
how did you get this job?
How did I? Actually, my buddy came home one day with the newspaper, and there was an ad in the newspaper for it. And then a couple weeks later, I just kind of got out the phone book and started calling him.
Yeah. Hey,
you have no problem. There's no conscience. Kind of bother you.
Let me explain something to you, Drew, because yeah. I was thinking about this.
All right. Because this bewilders me.
Well, your life always had a path.
Right.
Even though you had not arrived at your destination yet.
Right.
You could look way down the train tracks and see the town.
Okay.
But as a guy who sort of floated around, kicked around myself, looking for a gig, first off, the whole money thing becomes a complete priority.
Yeah.
I mean, if someone says you can make a couple $100 cash for half an evening's work, as opposed to the $7 an hour I'm currently making with taxes being taken out for digging ditches, you'll do the $200 a night thing, hands down, no problem. I mean, it's the difference between sort of surviving and a little bit of thriving.
Right.
And you don't get so much involved. You don't want to hurt anybody, but the moral aspect of it is out the window.
Wouldn't bother you.
No.
You wouldn't
bother? Well, it wouldn't bother me.
Would you suppress it? You just would just ignore it?
I would have said, I'm having trouble paying the bills. I got to survive.
I got to do this.
And I'm not hurting anybody. These chicks are doing this. They get paid. These Johns want to pay for the service, and I'm merely like the Romex carrying the electricity.
What if it was delivering bank robbers?
No, I think everyone has that line. I mean, maybe it's gay porn, maybe it's child pornography, maybe it's hurting somebody else. But I think as an atheist who was low on cash at age 20, would have looked at this as a dream gig and done it no problem.
Wow.
Yeah. Sold weed, whatever. I would have done whatever. Most guys do, especially their choice is nothing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they don't have anything to fall back on.
Mm.
I don't know if he's in college or what his deal is. I think he's going to have to swing this with his girlfriend, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think she has to freak.
Oof.
Does she have to?
I know she's going to freak. I mean, come on.
Your wife would freak. But I mean,
are you kidding?
But there are chicks who could do this.
I would worry about them.
Who would go along with this guy? The guy works for a service. He sits out in a car.
It's sort of abusive to women, and it's sort of, you know, exploitative, and these women are prostitutes. He's hanging out with them. It's like, you really got your boyfriend?
It's a little. He ain't doing them, though. He's just getting a gig, and he's sitting in the car.
Who knows?
You think he may be getting them?
Hmm?
Well, you think she's giving him something before she gets with the job?
I don't know. Probably not.
All right. Calm down. This guy's fine. All right. David Arquette, who has to leave because... Courtney Cox is waiting at home, right?
Yeah, that's a good reason.
That's a good reason to leave. Oh, his house is probably so big he just can't find her. Doesn't know what room she's in. Eventually checks 120, 130 rooms, gets tired and goes to bed in the grand ballroom. Jesus, what a life. Eight-Legged Freaks, which is coming out July 19th. Go out and see it. And then when these other movies come out, David, come back and give them a plug.
I sure will.
We'd love to have you. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. David Arquette has left the building. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. David Alan Greer coming in here tonight, substituting for me. Then me and Jimmy on Thursday night from New York. And Drew, I was thinking about that last... He told you to be prepared to bring it, by the way.
Bring it?
David did.
Okay.
I spoke to him on the cell phone on the way in. He said you didn't bring it last time. Needed you to bring it.
All right.
So tomorrow night, You bring it.
All right.
And get him to talk to you about, he's going to Africa on safari on Friday.
Yeah. Crazy.
Crazy, man.
Wow.
Give him to talk about that, on the air. I was thinking about that last call and just this making money and how all that stuff works and how, really about 90% of the country, males, 20-year-old males, are in this guy's shoes.
Yeah.
They'd do anything for a buck.
Hmm.
Oh, listen, I was always looking for a gig like this. I was never lucky enough. It was my dream job to get a job like bartending at a strip club or just being just something that involves some tips and some hours.
Gosh, yeah.
Something where the alarm clock didn't go off at 6 a.m. and taxes weren't being taken out and there were a couple of chicks around and you got a little cash. You didn't have some guy busting your chops. That kind of thing. Oh, yeah. Although I'd probably still be doing it.
Yeah.
Easily. David?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking last night about how a girl was thinking about going into the Air Force and how that would have some effects on her child.
She was talking about leaving the child, as I recall, for a long period of time.
Okay.
And that has a profound effect on the development of a child. The attachment process and the biological, what's called synchronicity between the child and the primary caretaker is how your brain develops. The emotional brain, the self brain. And if that is interrupted or ruptured, it has profound effects on the emotional development.
So you would not suggest a mother leaving her child for, say, 6 weeks?
Well, 6 weeks, no, 6 weeks doesn't necessarily have a dramatic effect. Not necessarily. It's hard to say what 6 weeks would have, but she was talking, as I recall, was going to ship off for 2 years or something. I was just like,
oh, okay. She didn't give a time period. She just said she wanted to join up.
No, but it gave us a sense that she was just going to be gone. That was it. And I was like, wow, jeez.
Yeah, I don't think she said that. She wanted to join the Air Force, I believe, and or the Navy. And she didn't have any idea when she was coming around or going to be around. Boy, what's going on with you, David?
Well, my wife is going to be, or at least attempting, to join the Air Force. And she's concerned about the long-term effects on her child.
What's she going to do for the Air Force?
Well, we don't know yet. Something just kind of to get by. I think she was considering mental health.
What for the Air Force?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm going to be hopefully doing some schooling while she's doing
that. Well, tell her to look into John Bowlby and Alan Shore, an attachment theorist, and
interesting that she wants to emphasize mental health,
yeah.
And she said turning her kid into a vegetable.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if you can just join up with the Air Force and not be shipped out somewhere, and don't you have to do some basic training and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's about 6 weeks.
That's the 6 weeks.
And where does she do that training?
In Lackland Air Force Base in Texas.
I see. And how does the military work out? All the people in Lackland, Texas have to go off to D.C. and all the people. How do they know where you are and where you can't be? Everyone has to ship out somewhere. Everyone has to go somewhere.
Right.
If you're in Louisiana, you got to go to San Diego, and all the people in San Diego, you're going to Louisiana.
That's right.
All right. I don't know. I suppose she could go for 6 weeks and you could look after the kid.
Yeah.
But then what?
I mean,
And how much money does that pay? Wouldn't you better off just getting a gig where you guys are?
I don't know. I thought about that too, but at the same time, there's a certain comfort with the Air Force. You know, you got your rent paid for, everything's the security.
Right.
And that's a big factor right now.
No. I'm with you. I was going to join the Coast Guard Reserve when I was 20. Because notion of having a little medical, a little dental, and a little something coming in, didn't sound too bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, plus, they pay for college. College.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know that was very important to you.
Yeah, $8 a unit over at Valley College. Diane?
Yes?
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up?
I have this guy that I'm seeing. I'm not really seeing him, but I've known him for like 4 years, and we've had this sexual relationship with each other, and that's just purely it. We've never called each other boyfriend and girlfriend. And
how long has it been going on for?
About 4 years.
Since you were 13?
I was 14, sorry.
And how old was he, 19?
He was 21.
21 when it started.
So yeah, I was 14.
So he's a criminal.
No, he's not a criminal. I don't see anything wrong with that.
I understand you don't see anything wrong with it, but
yeah.
he was a criminal.
14 and 21?
Yeah, I was 14, turning 15.
Turning. turning?
Actually, I was 15. Sorry, this is a pretty long time ago. I was 15. He was turning 21. I'm now 17. We kind of got in a fight because he left me to go with my friend.
He's not your boyfriend, Diane.
No, he's not my boyfriend.
So what? What?
But he was like my first love. We never.
Well, he's not your boyfriend.
I know, but I fell in love with him.
Okay, well, he's an asshole.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, and he's a criminal. And you should go. You should stop defending this guy.
Okay.
He's an asshole and a criminal, and he abused you.
True. What's worse, asshole or criminal?
Abused me when I'm willing to have sex with him?
Yes. This is why these things are in place, because of the consequence it has on 14, 15, 16-year-olds. Because of how you think about that relationship, when in fact all he sees you as is someone to serve his sexual needs.
He sees you as a giant vagina.
Yeah, that's it.
Same thing I see when I look at Drew.
Oh, my God.
Sure, I think he's stymied her.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
well, stymied is you begin addressing reality.
Okay.
It's time to come onto the planet Earth here and deal with look at what you're dealing with here.
So now the guy's 24.
He's a despicable asshole.
Hmm?
23.
23. And now he's seeing one of your friends.
Yeah, he's totally done with that relationship. That's already broken up our relationship. That we had.
You didn't have a relationship.
Yes, we did have a relationship. He wasn't seeing anyone. I wasn't seeing anyone. We were having sex together, but we really didn't call each other boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah, because
he didn't want to be boyfriend.
He just was having sex.
Yeah.
That's it.
So
that's
was I, though.
No, you said you were in love
listen,
with him.
You were just holding still.
No. I was rocking his world, you know.
Yeah, right. But you were in love with him, and he had none of those feelings for you.
Yeah, he did.
Then why didn't he call you his girlfriend?
Huh? Because he was, like, afraid that, you know, this getting out, me being 14, 15,
right.
And him being 21, that's not good, you know? His friends would see him as a criminal, as you guys say.
All right. Hold on. I wish there was more of you when I was 21, 22.
but now, we didn't talk to each other for about a full year, mm-hmm. And we've been now talking to each other, and it's been probably about 4 or 5 months, and I've been seeing him again.
Mm-hmm.
But now... Someone at his work that he's met, she's also 17 and a virgin, and he's like dating her, calling her his girlfriend, but he's me on the side.
Ooh, what the F word. All right, hang on, Diane. Diane sounds like such a delight. Oh my God. I'll tell you, if I saw Diane's dad, I would not only kick him in the nuts, but I would do a rare rocket-assisted kick in the nuts.
Ooh, nice.
This is where I take a couple bottle rockets and I actually duct tape them to my steel-shanked boot that
nice.
I use.
Very good.
And I light them off. You ever see, they'll do that once in a while, big airplane with a big bomb load, World War II, they have actual rocket-assist mm-hmm. takeoff. That's what I do. I fire off the bottle rockets and put the steel toe right into the nutsack.
Oh, from his ass to the nutsack?
I could go backside.
Okay.
I go backside. Good. I prefer to do it front side because I like to watch his eyes roll back to the back of his
because
head.
Because someone has screwed Diane in a major way.
Yeah, I don't think sexual abuse per se.
No, I just think. Well, this 21-year-old took care of that.
Horrible, horrible parenting going on. Diane?
What are you talking about?
Hey, shut up. Hey, listen to me, stoner.
Hey, shut up.
You smoke a ton of weed.
I smoke weed every day.
Yeah, shocking. Wonder how I knew. Look, don't use the F word or the S word on the air, please.
Okay.
Please,
okay.
I beg of you. Now listen, Anderson, calm down over there. I'm not done abusing. Anderson's pissed because we put you back on the air. Now look, this guy's a criminal. I don't know what your dad did to you, but he did a horrible, horrible job.
My parents are really cool. They've met him before. They
yeah,
know what age he is.
They're horrible people.
That even speaks more of how they allow their daughter to be abused by this asshole.
I'm not being abused. I'm
yes.
going over there.
Diane.
Yeah.
You're going over there. Now he's dating another 17-year-old, right? And
yeah.
You're keeping it going with him.
Yeah, just off to the side, but...
Well, what's up with you?
Fantasy answer.
I want to get laid.
No.
Yeah.
You listen, who are you kidding, stoner?
What are you talking about?
You're the one who smokes a lid every week, not us. Are you high? You think you got us convinced?
No.
You're in love with this guy. You're always into this guy, but he's abuser. You're into him now. He's an abuser. And you can't accept it.
He has no feelings for you. Whatever feelings he claims he has is manipulation to keep you in there so he can keep having sex. And that is it.
All right. So
that's reality.
Why don't you just address reality for a heartbeat here, baby? Could you do that? Just find a guy who wants a relationship, who's not your senior, who's just a guy. All right. And quit smoking so much weed.
Hey.
Hey.
Hypocrite.
Hey, I barely smoke weed.
Oh, yeah.
And listen, I'm a genius.
Hey, if I got that paid, I'd have the nicest weed.
Yeah, but you'll never get paid because you smoke weed all day.
Oh, my God.
Right, listen, I wish someone would play a tape of this back to you one day so you can see what you sound like. Stop it, baby. Diane, listen to me. Your plan for your life doesn't work.
No.
You're sleeping with guys that are 5 years older than you, that are criminals, that are abusing you and using you, and you're smoking weed all day long. All right, baby. Hey, have a good life. Don't get pregnant.
I'm not.
I'm worried about society now, and I'm done with you.
Train in the background.
Train going through the living room. Oh, geez, what's worse than that female, Hesher?
Yeah.
And by the way, if I've talked to you for a minute and a half, and I know you... I know you smoke a ton of weed. Do you think one of your friends told me? This doesn't bother you?
Yeah, that we can tell just by talking to you?
Yeah. Michael?
Yeah.
You're 18. Ooh. What's happening?
Yes, I am. I've been with my girlfriend for about a year and a half now. Mm-hmm. And the first year was great. Our sexual relationship was great. I mean, we fooled around a lot. We had sex a few times. And the past few months, there's just been, like, absolutely nothing. And I'm just confused as to what's going on. I'm not sure if it's me. There's something going on with her or...
Well, what's up with you? Are you into it?
Oh, yeah.
But she's not.
Well, she was, but...
Michael, like, why are we talking to people? It's like we should come up with just fantasy answers tonight. Why bother talking about reality?
Oh, well, she was into sex with you? Well, then she will be till the end of time.
Yeah, you're into it. She's not.
But she was.
I know. I can't even establish that she's not into it now. You were both into it. You're still into it.
I am, yes.
Now she's not.
Well, we kind of don't see each other that often. And when we do, I mean, I work a lot. She works a lot. And usually she's really tired when I'm with her.
Michael?
Yeah.
You were both into it.
Yes.
You're still into it.
Yes.
Now she's not.
Yeah, but...
Okay, stop. Just do the yes.
She lives about 30 miles away.
Wow.
All right, Michael, please. Wait, listen, here's the whole thing, Mike, to Michael and all the Michaels out there.
And what was the last one name?
Don't defend yourself, because if you defend yourself, then it's not like you're asking a question. Do you see what I'm saying? Why ask the question? Here's what I'm saying. All right, here's what I'm saying. Why say, listen, I'm calling. There's this guy I'm really into. We've been having sex. He's now having sex with someone at work. And then when we say, well, this guy's a criminal. No, he's not. Well, you're into the guy. You obviously have feet. No, I don't. No, then you've nullified the question. He's a great guy. You're not into him. Where's the question?
What's the problem?
Why are you calling the show? Michael's had a great sexual relationship with this girl. He's still into her. She's into him, but she's a little bit tired.
No problem.
No problem.
Why'd you call?
That's saying it adds too much. She's not into you like she was.
No, but I mean, we both love each other, and we have a future with each other.
Yeah, right. Stop with all the justification. Just let's stay with the facts. Stay with the reality.
Didn't you have a question when you called, though?
Yeah.
What was it?
I was wondering why. I mean, like, if there's something that goes on, that do girls just get tired of doing that, or do they just...
Yes, when there's something, when they are either not into the relationship... sort of not getting their emotional needs met in the relationship, or need to sabotage the relationship.
Well, actually, most often it's me not getting my emotional needs met.
Why?
Because she's not having sex with you.
No, it's not just that. It's, I mean, like, stuff has just died down. I mean, I don't feel like it's coming from my end.
All right. Now, she may be checking out.
She's not into this.
Yeah.
Or looking for a way out.
This could be coasting to an end. Did she have a tough childhood?
Oh, no. No, her parents are great.
Everything's good?
Yeah.
She's working right now?
Yeah.
She hasn't been complaining about you not spending enough time with her or anything like that?
Oh, no, not at all.
Then there's something going on.
Yeah. How often do you see her?
I see her, she just got back from out of town, but I see her pretty much every day.
Every day?
Yeah, but I don't see her that, I mean, I see her every day, maybe like 10 minutes one day, half hour another day, or something like that.
Why?
And do you count looking at a picture of her seeing her, too?
You're looking at her through the window? why such short periods?
Not 10 minutes.
Because she's in college, I'm still in high school, and I work, and she works, and our schedules are just weird. They don't.
So you just see just 10 minutes?
She's just kind of busy.
Like
too
you
busy,
see her like
busy.
During nutrition at
high
school.
I wonder how she would describe this situation. You want to find out?
When's the last time you guys had sex?
Oh, probably 6-7 months.
6-7 months ago?
Yeah.
All right, hold on, Michael. I know we talked to him long enough, but
that was a fantasy answer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We gotta take ourselves a break. We'll just be back to try to. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna snap Michael's emotional chalk strap and see if we can pull him back
to reality
around just a little bit.
It's gonna require more than a snap.
Okay, then a full blown wedge.
Yeah, yeah.
After this. Hey, y'all, Loveline, man. That's true. David Alan Greer coming in here tomorrow night. David Arquette out of the studio. Eight-legged freaks. Hey, what's the difference in spelling between legged and legged?
Same.
Same?
Yeah.
Not one G versus two Gs or anything like that?
No, I don't think so.
How would you know the difference if you were just looking at the word?
It's like tomato and tomato, really.
Oh, all right. Because I said eight-legged freaks. And he
all right, so you're gonna pull the job. Michael?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
You're dating a girl a year and a half?
Yeah.
And you're in love. You're going to get married. Haven't had sex in 7 months.
Maybe never had sex.
Did you have sex with her before?
Yes.
Intercourse?
Yes.
Your penis was lodged in her vagina?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's been 7-8 months since you've had sex?
Thereabouts, yeah.
You see her about sometimes 10 minutes a day?
Yeah, sometimes.
I don't think she's your girlfriend.
Yes, she is.
She is?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because we've been going out for over a year.
When do you go out? On the weekends?
Whenever we have time.
And what kind of stuff do you do?
We go out with her friends. We go out with my friends, go to movies. I take her out to dinner. Go out with her parents.
With her parents and your friends. And why don't you ask her what's going on then if you hadn't had sex in half your relationship now?
I did at a point a couple months ago. She said, well, just kind of want to slow things down a little bit, but we're already sort of steady. And,
do you make out with her?
Oh, yeah.
You kiss?
Yes.
But no sex?
No, nothing. Like, no intimate things at all other than kissing.
No tongues?
Oh, yeah, tongues. But
tongues,
like,
all right.
No oral, no anything like that.
When's the last time you gave her a tongue kiss?
Today.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
Confusing. I don't know. You better ask her, because when a chick says, I want to slow things down a little bit.
Bad sign.
And going out with the groups of friends and not, something's up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like she shut down 3 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago.
8 months.
8 months ago.
Oof.
So that's a very long time. I would question. I know if I talked to her, she wouldn't say Michael was her boyfriend. And if she would, there'd be a disclaimer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jason.
Yeah, hello?
Hey.
Hi, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks.
First of all, I'd just like to say, Adam, you're the best. It's a privilege to talk to you.
Thank you. Bogus.
Yeah.
Bogus.
Yeah, this is why, guys.
Adam, you're awesome.
Thanks,
guys,
buddy.
This is why I didn't take this
tell
call.
Tell the druggies I said hi.
Yeah, I tell the juggies you said hi.
You know what I'm saying? I can tell Bogus just reading it on the screen, guys. Just reading it
on the
screen.
Oh, you tards over there, you phone-screening tards. Drew reads the screen and knows that things bogus.
Unacceptable.
Fantasizes about his 16-year-old sister, wants to know if it's normal. And by the way, the wants to know if it's normal part.
Yeah, anytime they say, is it normal or is it bad? Not a question.
I sodomized my grandmother. Healthy?
Normal? or worse yet, help.
Help. I sodomized my grandmother.
Yeah.
To be fair, it was an open casket, so she was asking for and the bottom of the casket, not the full four-quarter teak that they use,
no.
But cheap quarter-inch Luan right in the bottom. And Peter said no difficulty making it through that Luan. All right.
I mean, I have pretty good instincts on these things. People should not question.
Drew is let me tell you the thing that's scary about Drew. As soon as I heard Jason's 14-year-old voice, I said, this is bogus.
Yeah.
He just sounded, and he wanted to give big ups to the juggies,
yeah.
So, of course. Obviously bogus. The good news is he was on hold for 97 and a half minutes. Over an hour and a half on hold. But I can't tell if someone's bogus until I actually talk to them. And even then, it's difficult at times. Drew reads the screen and knows when someone is bogus.
It's gotten to that point.
Producer Ann and Brian, the phone screener, said, why haven't you taken line one? The guy's been on hold for an hour and a half, and it looks like a good call. Fantasizes about a 16-year-old six-year-old sister. Wants to know if it's normal. And Drew just said, it's bogus. Yeah, you got very, very good eye for that.
Yep.
For a guy who doesn't know anything,
about
never
anything.
Knows anything that's going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have, like, almost no human instincts.
I've got the laser beam in these little tiny areas.
That's where all your mental energy must be focused.
Yep.
All right. We'll be back. All right. Well, that's it. I want to thank David Arquette for coming in here tonight.
You're here.
And, I want you guys to all look forward to David Alan Green.
Can't wait. Twinkie hole.
You got to bring it, too, Drew.
Bring it.
Down
right now. Bring it. And what was the other thing?
Bring it. That's all I know.
Give me the pen.
Twinkie hole, baby.
Yeah.
Woo!
Drew, you're not going to bring this in.
No, this right here. This will be here in the morning.
Yeah, you need... Okay, you need to bring it and bring up his African safari.
All right.
Road to hell and burn!
All right.
Safari.
All right, so enjoy him, and I'll be back with great Jimmy Kimmel on Thursday night. Until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
He's an asshole and a criminal, and he abused you.
Drew, what's worse, asshole or criminal?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.